Title: Two Core Jungle Progressions That Work Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson inside Ableton Live, and we're going to do something that sounds almost too simple to be powerful. Two chords, in jungle and rolling drum and bass, two chord progressions are a secret weapon, because they loop hypnotically. They create mood and tension without turning your track into a song with chords on top. The mission is not more harmony. The mission is the right two chords, voiced and processed so they feel like part of the groove, leaving the sub to the bass and the punch to the drums. By the end, you'll have two proven progressions you can drop into real tracks, plus a workflow for turning them into 8 or 16 bar sections that actually evolve. Let's set the session up. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170. We can add swing later, but don't overthink it at the start. Now set up your Ableton project like a producer, not like a pianist. Create two groups. Make a music group. Inside it, a chords MIDI track, a PAD or texture track if you want atmosphere, and optionally a lead or chop track later. Then make a rhythm group. Inside it, a drum break track, a tops track, and a bass track. That layout matters, because two chords only work when the rhythm section owns the record. Now, sound choice. For DNB chords, you want mid-focused, wide but not bass-heavy, and easy to resample. You want something that can stab. Three strong stock options. First, wave-eatable for clean control. Use a simple shape on OSC 1, a subtle saw on OSC 2, a little unison like 2 to 4 voices, and a low-pass filter that's open enough to speak, but not harsh. Second, analog for instant 90s warmth, slight detune, and a touch of filter drive. Third, electric for soulful, patchy jungle stabs. If you want that classic sampled chord character, electric gets you there fast. I'll demo with wave-eatable, but the chord logic works on anything. Progression A, classic jungle minor. This one is I to flat VI. Emotional, dark, instantly jungle, and it can loop forever without getting corny. We'll do it in a minor as the example. Chord 1 is Am9, A, C, E, G, B. Chord 2 is F Maj 7 with a sharp 11. F, A, C, E plus B. That B note is the magic. It's the anchor tone. It appears in both chords, so even though the root moves, your ear hears a continuous identity. It's glossy, nostalgic, slightly futuristic, and it reads jungle immediately. Now in Ableton, on your chords MIDI track, create a 4-bar MIDI clip. Put chord 1 on bar 1, and chord 2 on bar 3. That spacing is classic. It gives you room for breaks and bass movement. Next, voicing. This is where advanced DNB people separate themselves. Rule: the bass owns the subs. Your chords do not get to live down there unless you are doing an intro or a cinematic moment on purpose. So keep your chord voicings mostly above around 200 Hz. In practice, that means if your lowest note feels like it's sitting in the same zone as the bass fundamentals, move it up an octave. Here's a practical voicing idea that behaves well. For Am9, try A3, E4, G4, B4, C5. Then for F Maj 7 sharp 11, try A3, E4, B4, C5, F5. Notice what we did. We didn't just spell chords. We created voice leading, small movements, shared tones, no giant jumps. That's what makes a two-chord loop feel hypnotic instead of looped. Now processing. We're staying stock, but we're going production ready. On the chords track, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz. Don't pick a number, because a tutorial told you to pick it because the bass and kick are happier. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500 Hz. If you need air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12k can help, but don't make it bright just to make it hi-fi. Breaks already bring brightness. Next, at saturator. Use analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is a big deal. It adds density so your stabs speak without you needing huge chord stacks. Then add chorus ensemble. Keep the amount around 20 to 40%, and keep the rate low. If it starts sounding seasick, you're modulating too hard. Then a reverb. Hybrid reverb is great. Medium to large size, but add pre-delay, like 15 to 30 milliseconds. Pre-delay keeps the stab punch up front while the space blooms behind it. Also, low cut the reverb return around 250 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't smear the low mids. Wet amount. Be conservative, especially if this is for the drop. Something like 8 to 18% is often plenty. Finally, utility. Set width around 120 to 160% and make the low end mono. Base mono somewhere between 120 and 200 HC is a strong starting range. This is one of those club-safe moves that separates clean DNB mixes from messy ones. Now let's make it jungle. Jungle chords are usually stabs, not held pads. Shorten the MIDI notes. Think eighth notes or quarter notes, not four-bar sustains. Add velocity variation. This matters more than people admit. If every stab hits the same velocity, it won't feel sampled. Add auto filter for a pluck. Use an LP12 filter, turn on the envelope, and set envelope amount maybe 10 to 30% with a short decay. You're creating that quick thwack at the front. Now do the pro move. Resample. Freeze and flatten the chord track or record it to audio. Take your cleanest stab and drop it into simpler. Use slice mode if you chopped multiple hits, or classic mode if you want one playable instrument stab. This is how you get that sampled from wax behavior without leaving Ableton. Quick coach note here. Think two chords plus one anchor tone. In this progression, that anchor is B. Over 16 or 32 bars, you can evolve the loop by automating the timbre of that anchor note idea. You don't literally need to isolate the note, just automate things that emphasize it. Filter, chorus depth, even a tiny pitch drift. The listener hears development without new harmony. All right, progression B, the Phrygian half-step tension move. This is I to flat Roman 2. It's menacing, ravey, and perfect for darker rollers or heavy drops. We'll aim at an F-sharp minor vibe, because F-sharp is bass-friendly. Chord 1, F-sharp minor 9, F-sharp, A, C-sharp, E, G-sharp. Chord 2, G major 7 with an added sharp 11, G, B, T, F-sharp plus C-sharp. Again, notice the identity notes. F-sharp ties back to the tonic, C-sharp as the sharp 11 gives edge without turning it into happy major. It's spicy, but controlled. Now voice leading is everything here. You want minimal motion, maximum dread. Try this. F sharp minor 9 voiced as F sharp 3, C sharp 4, E 4, G sharp 4, A 4. Then G major 7 sharp 11 voiced as F sharp 3, C sharp 4, D 4, G 4, B 4. Listen to the movement. One or two notes shift by semitone or tone. That's the juice. That's why it loops like hypnosis. Now make it modern with sidechain. In contemporary DNB, chords often duck against the drum bus, or at least the kick and snare, so the transients stay king. Add the stock compressor on the chords track. Turn on sidechain, feed it from your drums group, or at minimum your kick and snare. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds depending on tempo and how pumpy you want it. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The point isn't to hear EDM pumping. The point is that every drum hit carves space automatically. Optional but extremely effective. Make a grit layer. Duplicate your chord track. Keep one clean, and the duplicate becomes texture. On the grit layer, add amp. Yes, on chords. Use something like clean or blues. Keep the gain low, just enough to roughen the edges. Add cabinet after it. Choose a darker cab, and tame highs. Then add redux very subtly. You're not trying to turn it into 8-bit. You're trying to imply sampling and hardware. Blend it low in the mix until you miss it when it's gone, not until it dominates. Now, arrangement. Two chords can still feel like a full section if you move the rhythm, the texture, and the space. Here's a 16-bar plan that works for either progression. Bars 1 to 4, filtered chords, auto filter low pass more closed, bar stabs, let the drums and atmosphere set the scene. Bars 5 to 8, open the filter, full stab rhythm, bring the bass in. Bars 9 to 12, variation. Remove one stab hit so the pattern breathes. Or do a reverb throw on the last hit of bar 12, resample it if you want it cleaner. Bars 13 to 16. Tension. You can invert the top note up an octave or add a passing ghost stab. That passing stab trick is gold. Right before chord 2, on the last eighth note, play a single tension note like the ninth or the sharp 11. It feels like extra harmony, but you didn't add a third chord. That's how you keep it minimal without being boring. Now some common mistakes to avoid, because these will wreck your drop fast. First, chords eating the sub. Fix it with high-pass filtering, higher voicings, and mono management below 120 to 200. Second, overcomplicated voicings. Jungle and DNB want character, not jazz homework. 4 to 5 notes is plenty. Third, no voice leading. If the chord tones jump wildly, your loop won't feel hypnotic. It'll feel like copy-paste. Fourth, too much reverb in the drop. Reverb wash kills drums. Use pre-delay, low cut, and keep the wet down when the full rhythm is in. Fifth, ignoring pump. This is rhythmic music. If your chords don't groove with the drums, they sound pasted on. Now let's push into advanced sauce. Treat voicings like drum programming. Think in registers. The 200 to 500 zone is body, but keep it sparse. The 600 to 2K zone is presence. Usually only one or two notes should really lie there. The 3 to 8K zone is air bite, and often that's a single tension note. If your stabs don't speak on small speakers, don't instantly boost a cue. Try raising one mid note up an octave. That's usually cleaner than forcing brightness. Do a bass permission check. Solo bass plus chords. Make sure no chord note is sitting right on the bass fundamental zone during the drop. And if you have energy below 150 to 200, it should be intentional, not accidental. Also, microtiming is real. If you want that break-led, sampled feel, nudge a few chord hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not all of them, just the ones that answer the snare. It'll feel like it came from wax without changing your grid. Now, a couple advanced variation ideas you can do while staying in two chords. 1. Third swap. Every four bars, remove the third and turn the chord into a sus flavor. Same roots, different emotional temperature. In Ableton, duplicate the MIDI clip and literally delete the third note. Instant darker, less emotional switch, and it extends the loop for long blends. 2. Upper structure chords. Over a minor, play C major shapes up top and add the B as the tension. Over F, play a minor shapes up top and keep the B. It still functions like I to flat VI, but it feels like sampling culture rather than piano lesson culture. 3. Pedal point inversion. Keep one note fixed in the lowest chord voice, but still above the subzone, and invert everything else around it. The change becomes implied. That leaves space for bass movement and keeps the club mix stable. 4. The one note fake modulation. Every 8 bars, raise the top note of both chords by one semitone for the last hit before the loop resets. It feels like you went somewhere. You didn't. That's the trick. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick progression A or B. Write a 4-bar loop with stabs on beats 1 and 3. Then add one syncopated offbeat hit. Create two voicings, one tight and one wider where you lift the top note up an octave. Resample to audio, load it into Simpler and create three slices or three variations. A short stab, a longer stab, and a reverb tail stab. Then arrange a 16-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8 is a filtered intro. Bars 9 to 16 as the drop with side chain and full drums. This audio version is shortened for playback.